Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Sorry, we're a little late. The Committee on Ethics and Elections will now come to order. Administrative Assistant, please call the roll.
Chair Pasadena.
Here.
Senator Grimsley. Senator Bean.
Here.
Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Lee. Senator Rodriguez. Senator Torres.
Here.
Quorum present, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Everyone, please silence your electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, complete a appearance form and hand it in to Administrative Assistant. If you'd like to waive your time, please do so, and we'll read it into the record. We're going to first take up tab 6, SB 278, on local tax referendum by Senator Stube. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is a local tax referendum, and there is an amendment that will kind of make it clearer for everybody.
Do you want to explain the amendment?
If I could.
Sure.
This amendment would just amend it to that a election or any questions, taxing questions, that would be placed on the ballot would have to coincide with a primary election or a general election to ensure that there is the most turnout and to vote for a tax increase. Okay. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance cards on the amendment? Any debate on the amendment? Seeing none? What? Appearance card on the amendment? Well, we do have, I'm sorry, we have two appearance cards on the amendment. Amber Hughes with Florida League of Cities waves in support. Laura Yeomans, Florida Association of Counties, waves in support. Okay. There's no debate on the amendment. Seeing none.
Wave close.
All right. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Guys, any questions on the bill as amended? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? There is an appearance form on the bill as amended. Amber, Andrew Hosek. Okay, Americans for Prosperity waves in support. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Senator Stube, you recognize the close.
Big close.
All, okay. I guess we're going to call the roll on CS for SB 278.
Senator Bean.
Yes.
Senator Brennan.
Yes.
Senator Lee.
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez.
Yes.
Senator Torres.
Yes.
Chair Pasadena.
Yes.
Favorable as amended.
By your vote, CS for SB 278 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, this is going to be kind of a crazy meeting because everybody on this committee has to go over to his Senator Stube's committee, so we need to keep in this room four people at all times to keep a quorum. So if you all want to go up one at a time, Senator Torres or Senator Bean can go. We're going to go. Well, okay, we're going to. Oh, gee. All right. Next, we're going to take up tab 7. SB 422 on municipal conversion of independent special districts by Senator Lee. Senator Lee, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Back in 1974, the legislature established the Formation of Local Governments Act. The stated purpose of the act was to provide standards, direction, and procedures for the formation of municipalities in our state. And prior to 2012 law change, there was only one process to establish a city government. The legislature must pass a special act creating a city's charter. In 2012, the legislature established a new process for the conversion of certain special districts into municipalities. Under certain specific circumstances, the 2012 law allows for the qualified electors of an independent special district to commence a municipal conversion proceeding if 40% of the district's qualified electors sign a petition. In retrospect, it looks like the 2012 law was tailor-made to do an end run around the incorporation process for one landowner in western Palm Beach County, and that just seems egregious to me. And while I don't want to relitigate that, the supervisor of elections conducted a referendum election in the boundaries of this new city, and only five voters showed up, and they all had the same address, the same P.O. box, and it's called the City of Westlake. To me, that just shouldn't happen in this legislature. And so not to relitigate it all, but going forward, we're reestablishing the requirements For counties with a population of 75,000 people or less, the proposed area to be incorporated must have a total population of at least 1,500 persons. And for counties with a population greater than 75,000, the proposed area of incorporation must have at least 5,000 persons. These are consistent with Chapter 165 of the Florida Statutes governing the creation of a city under Local Bill Act.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Oh, there's no amendments either. Are there any appearance forms for the bill? No. Is there any debate on this bill? I'd just like to say, I think it's this is one of those things that we really need to do to clean up things. So I'm glad that you found it and are taking care of it. So Senator Lee, with that, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll waive close.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on SB 422.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brennan?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Pasadena?
Yes.
Favorable?
By your vote, SB 422 is reported favorably.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve tabs 1 through 5.
Is there any debate on this motion? Is there any appearance cards on the appointments? If there isn't any, Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on tabs 1 through 5, confirmation hearings for appointments.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brennan? Senator Lee? Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley? Chair Pasadena?
Yes. Okay, by your vote, the confirmation of appointees on tabs 1 through 5 is recommended favorably. And for anyone in the audience, we have looked through these. I've even talked to some of these people personally. So this is maybe a quick process, but it's been very thorough. Next, we'll take up tab 8, SB 862, on public records, voters, and voter registration, again by Senator Lee Day. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Currently, Florida law allows 16 and 17-year-olds to pre-register to vote. Senate Bill 862 makes confidential and exempt from public inspection and copying all information concerning 16 and 17-year-olds who pre-register to vote while they are minors only. Once they reach the age of 18, their information will become available like any other voter registrant. And there's been a lot of conversation about what information perhaps should be exempt from the voter rolls for all voters. I know that's more of a controversial conversation through which we have yet to reach consensus, but it strikes me that young people under the age of 18 ought to at least benefit from an exemption from public records on their voter information until they reach the age of 18.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? There are several appearance cards. I'm going to start with Ben Wilcox, Common Cause Florida, waves in support. Ron Lebaski from the Florida State Association of Supervisors, you are waving in support, or would you like to chat? Thank you. Waves in support. Marilyn Wills, League of Women Voters of Florida. The League waves in support. Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Lee, you are recognized to close on your bill.
I appreciate the support of the committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Administrative Assistant, please call the roll on SB 862.
Senator Bean?
Yes.
Senator Brennan?
Yes.
Senator Lee?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Grimsley?
Yes.
Chair Pasadena?
Yes.
Favorable.
By your vote, SB 862 is reported favorably. Is there any other business before the committee? Yes, Senator Grimsley.
I'd like to be shown voting in the affirmative for Senate Bill 278.
Thank you. Okay, with that, without objection, Senator Lee moves we adjourn. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.